Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more and more Americans don't trust mainstream media like they once did, CNN Plus has become CNN Minus. About 350 of the 700 people that worked at CNN Plus will be laid off. As Los Angeles, California officials demand masks remain in place, Philadelphia made its decision to end its mask mandate on Thursday night, just 4 days after starting it back up. Florida's House of Representatives on Thursday approved a state Senate passed measure that would strip Walt Disney Company of its self-governing special district. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
NASCAR racing this weekend will be at the very fast track in Talladega, Alabama. USA Radio News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Comedian Bill Murray is in hot water. Filming for the upcoming movie Being Mortal was suspended after a complaint was reportedly filed against Bill for inappropriate behavior. Searchlight Pictures, after reviewing the circumstances, has decided to cease indefinitely production of the movie. Help continues in Ukraine's war effort, Tim Berg reports.
Humanitarian groups are continuing to provide aid to areas of Ukraine that have been devastated by Russia's ongoing unprovoked invasion. Charles Sennett, the founder of the media group The Ground Truth Project, tells Fox News that many groups providing a heavy amount of medical supplies to cities are seeing the biggest impact, such as Kharkiv.
They talk about the fact that they're going to win this. This is going to be won, but they need support, and they're going to need the world to get behind this to put a stop to this invasion, this aggression. And I think they really need to see the aid that's been provided dollar-wise to be delivered on the ground.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Former United Kingdom Brexit leader Nigel Farage on Newsmax last night addresses President Biden's leadership.
The man clearly is not up to the job. He's an embarrassment, not just to America, but to the whole of the free world. The truth of it is, a real leader would have gone not just to Brussels, to NATO on the first week of this war. He would have gone, or she would have gone, to Ukraine. And the really brave leader would have gone to Moscow. We're going to Moscow and said, we as America want to negotiate a peace. Truth of it is, this man is not up to it. And that's one of the reasons why the Western world is in the peril it's in right now. It began last August with the unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan without reference to any allies. And I've got to tell you, honestly, if my friend Donald Trump was still in the White House, none of this, and I mean none of this, would have happened.
The ranking Republican on the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, is asking why the wife of a former Moscow mayor is not being sanctioned amid Russian invasion of Ukraine. Elena Buterina, a Russian billionaire who paid Hunter Biden over $3 million in 2014, is somehow missing from the Biden administration's list of sanctioned Russians. A tweet from Representative Comer to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen asks, do Hunter Biden's foreign benefactors get a free pass from scrutiny? End quote. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. And we're going to have a special hour with my good friend Bill Salas as we talk about prophecy and the signs of the times. Repeatedly, I'm asked, Bill, are these the last of the last days? I mean, there's wars, there's rumor of wars, there's plagues, these things that we've been warned about. The other thing that I notice, people are looking up more these days, and I say that's a good sign because it's an instinctive part of our humanity that causes us to look up for answers. You know, we're not looking to Washington, D.C. We're not looking to Russia or China. We're looking up. People of faith, people who have a connection with God are looking up because, as Jesus said, there would be that time that our redemption would draw nigh, and that's why I believe that people are looking up and they're asking this question. Bill Salas, even Billy Graham, Dr. Billy Graham, before he passed, I share this with people because I thought this was quite profound, and having enjoyed the honor of being part of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in the mid-80s when he was in Los Angeles, Billy Graham was the evangelist evangelist. I don't think I ever heard him talk about the prophetic. This was not what his mantle was. Had anything to do with his promise that he made to God when he made that promise, when he came into relationship with Christ. Said, look, if you do this, you know, if this is of you, then give me a voice to lead others to you. That was his prayer, and God answered it. And so I thought it was very profound that Billy Graham, before he passed, when he was asked about these times and asked specifically, you know, Dr. Graham, are these the last days? And he said, indeed, these are the last of the last days. Right, Bill?
Well, they are. And, you know, Billy Graham, a great evangelist, but he also understands the Bible thoroughly. And time of the end, latter days, latter years, this is a real, very big theme in the Bible. I mean, you know, almost a third of the Bible is devoted to biblical prophecy. And, you know, there's several hundred prophecies yet to find fulfillment that are reserved for the time of the end, the latter years. And we presently are. There's two really marquee events we should be looking for during the church age. One has already passed, and that was the rebirth of Israel in 1948. Many prophecies were fulfilled when the Jews came out of the diaspora after 1,878 years of being scattered about the nations of the world. But the other one, too, that I find parallels with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the other marquee event, the one in which God is going to make his holy name known to the nations of the world, is in Ezekiel 38. And just a couple parallels I would share with your listeners to realize, hey, we really are on the threshold of the last days, and this invasion of Ukraine might indicate that. It says that in Ezekiel 38, which is a prophecy that some of your listeners may be familiar with, but it's a very important prophecy to look at right now. The details are very well spelled out throughout 52 verses between Ezekiel 38 and 39. It talks about in the latter years that Israel will be brought back into the nations of the world. Well, that happened in 1948. Mm-hmm. And goes on to say this, talking about a Russian-led coalition that would include Turkey and Iran and other members in the coalition. It says, thus says Lord God, in that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, speaking about the mind of a Russian leader. Some people even think this Russian leader, if we're this deep into the last days, could be Vladimir Putin. Now, I'm not going to go on a limb and say that, but keep this in mind when I read the rest of this to you. That thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. And this evil plan, you will say, I will go up against the line of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, bars, nor gates, to take plunder and to take booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, against the people gathered from the nations. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is that Russia has gone into Ukraine and with this similar thoughts, this evil plan, that sort of thing.
Really?
A lot of people don't realize that Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe. It's the second largest in gas reserves in Europe. A lot of those are untapped. They have they're the fifth largest producer of corn. Russia and Ukraine together provide about a fourth of the world's wheat production. And Ukraine also has oil, but also fertilizing petrochemicals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Russia has, we've seen this parallel, and it says this will happen in a lot of years.
Bill, let me interrupt you here just a second, if you don't mind. I want you to address the spiritual aspect of Ukraine, too. I mean, they're not a bunch of heathens. I mean, you've got a majority of the Ukrainians are people of faith, are they not?
I'll be honest with you, Bill, I'm not that familiar with their whole religious system over there. There's quite a few of them are. There's actually quite a few Jews over there as well, which is one of the reasons Israel is concerned about what's going on there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this to me, the thing is that we've got a Russian leader. Now, of course, the Ezekiel 38 prophecy is not talking about Ukraine. Ezekiel 38 prophecy is talking about they're coming against Israel for plunder and booty. The point I'm trying to make is it's a Russian leader. It's in the end times. It's an invasion with evil thoughts, an evil plan to invade a country for plunder and booty. And we're seeing that march ahead going on with Ukraine, with Vladimir Putin's doing.
And yeah, there are parallels there.
Right. The world is on edge with respect to what's going to happen next. Will there be a nuclear war coming out of this thing?
Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about the signs of the end times, these are, as Jesus said in explaining to the apostles, that these are indicators. Right. And may not be the actual end time sign. But this is evidence that says this is the model of how eventually we will get there. We will get to that chapter of Revelations. Right. Is that
right.
Fair?
Well, there's a lot of stepping stones along the way. Like I said, there's several hundred of prophecies that have yet to find fulfillment. I'm just bringing out two of the real big ones. One has found fulfillment, which tells us that's when the end times line started ticking, the end times clock started ticking, was 1948. Now, the Jews are back in the land. We're racing toward this other really big event I was just talking about in Ezekiel 38. It says in that particular war, it's an invasion. Russia's going to come with its hordes. Iran, Turkey, a lot of coalition members with them. And God's going to stop it, not the American troops, not Israel's defense forces. There'll be an earthquake, fire and brimstone, flooding rains, those types that'll be supernatural, the point being. And it says when that's done, and the world's going to know that that was a supernatural defeat. It says, I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, the nation shall know that I'm the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. The point being is that God is going to give the world official notice in Ezekiel 38. That's why I'm watching this invasion of Ukraine with bated breath, going, how close is Israel next? Is Russia coming after Israel next?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's taken Russia a bit of time to choose Ukraine, but we're seeing a pattern here, and I guess that's what you're talking about. And you and I have had this discussion, Bill, almost from day one. When Israel was brought back and again in a day, became a nation again. You and I talked about this and said it is as if God's prophetic clock, the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set at that moment. And what we have been experiencing now are minutes and seconds, you know, whirling around. I just see this swirling around the prophetic clock, leading us to the final event that we all are, you know, are expecting and are eager to see. Maybe in our lifetime, Bill Salas. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Bill after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
My friend John Whitehead, constitutional attorney and founder of the Rutherford Institute, often says that knowledge precedes action. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. What is the right knowledge and right action, you may ask? Well, one day, you know, God's talking with Cain, and he thought he could cut corners and did not give God his best. And though he tried to cheat God, God still loved Cain and wanted him, and all of us for that matter, to be successful. Sounds simple, but as humans, we naturally want to have it our way, right? It's okay to cut corners and always not do what is right. But there are consequences for not doing what is right. Like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
The best-selling author of The Millennium Prophecies and the New Jerusalem, renowned prophecy expert Bill Salas, continues with us. Bill, as we were wrapping up the first segment, I made reference to the end. And a lot of people may misunderstand in terms of what the end is. We know God knows the beginning from the end from the beginning. He says such, which validates that he is God. There's none other. I mean, what other God tells you what's going to happen and actually happens? As you mentioned, 2/3 of prophecy, God said beforehand is going to happen. He's bad 1,000%. So, and you've heard me ask this question before, rhetorically, what are the chances that God will continue to bat 1,000% on the remaining third of prophetic events that are before us?
Well, there's a 1,000% chance that he's going to bat 1,000.
Right.
You know, and you talk about the end. It's interesting. You know, you said before the break, the end that we're looking forward to. Well, the end of the church age is when Jesus comes in what's called the rapture event. But there's also the end of the tribulation period, the 7-year tribulation period, the worst 7 years on the world's history, which happens after the rapture. Mm-hmm. And Jesus comes in the second coming, and he comes down and he rescues the Jewish remnant that's in exile, and he does the battle of Armageddon against the Antichrist. But then after that, there's a restored earth. So that's not even the end. There's the millennium that happens, 1,000 years where Christ reigns on the earth. But the thing that we're hoping for here in the church, we're seeing with all the signs of the times, as active as they are, that we're deep in the end times, is that Jesus is going to come into the clouds and get his church, figuratively his bride, and catch her up into the clouds. There's a couple of important verses that tell us that it says that we're going to be saved from the wrath that's going to come in the tribulation. That's in Romans 5, verses 8 and 9. We're told that God did not appoint the church to the wrath that's going to come, and that's in 1 Thessalonians 5, 7 through 10. We're told in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 10, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. So he's going to deliver us. He's going to save us from it. We're not appointed to it. We're going to be kept from the hour of trial, it says in Revelation 3. And then it says we're going to comfort one another with these words. So the point is, you said this is what we're looking forward to. This is the blessed hope for the church age. So that's right. The good news. But that does not mean that the crazy things that are going on right now, and there could actually be some other prophecies that happen during the church age. They're called pre-tribulation prophecies. I have a DVD out called the Pre-Tribulation Prophecies. So, you know, like in Iran, there could be things going on with Iran and the destruction of Damascus and Syria. These are all prophecies. And so, you know, while I guess we're waiting for Jesus to come, that would end the church age, but that does not end the days left on the earth.
Exactly. Yeah, and the trials and tribulations that come ahead, God is faithful to be there with us as the good shepherd, that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, it will not harm us. I mean, it's a shadow. It is not something that could impact us, but this is why we stay near to God. And I want to go back to what you said earlier, and this comes out in Ezekiel time and time again, that they will know that I am God. You know, we have a postmodern culture that questions the existence of God. And, of course, this has happened in history, and those that lived that part of history paid a harsh price because they found out the hard way, in much the same way like gravity. Gravity does exist. And you doubt it until you get on the roof and fall off the roof and hit the ground, and it gets very painful. And you go, I guess I better read that memo to myself that gravity does exist. And people are going to find out and are finding out the hard way that God is real. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is clear about making that known. And he has done that several times. He's intervened in history to let people know that he is not some cosmic wonder that is not participating in the events of man, right?
Exactly. So when we talked about the Ezekiel 38, that battle that's going to be won by the Lord, fought by the Lord on behalf of Israel's survival, we talked about this great earthquake. It says also that I will bring pestilence and bloodshed. I will rain down on Russia, you know, troops and the hordes of Gog. Called Gog and Magog invasion. Gog would be the leader of the invasion, a Russian leader. And there will be great hailstones, fire and brimstone. It's going to be clear to the onlookers watching this on CNN and Fox News and stuff that was God. That was a supernatural defeat. And he goes on to say in Ezekiel 39:7 that that's when I'll make my holy name will be known and the nation shall know I'm the Lord. But the point is, it doesn't mean they'll know something supernatural happened. They'll know that God, the God of the Jews, did that. But it doesn't mean they're all going to jump on the Jesus train, and that's a sad thing. Mm-hmm. They'll be blatantly aware of the fact that there's a supernatural thing going on here now. And that supernatural thing starts to turn the time clock in a whole different direction, too, because it says even after the rapture of the church, which probably could happen before Ezekiel 38, some of us wonder about that, that Satan will, in 2 Thessalonians 2, it says that at that point Satan will no longer be restrained to put forward all deception, signs, and lying wonders to reveal the lawless one, the Antichrist. So there's a turn going to go now in the supernatural here real soon with respect to the Ezekiel 38 invasion, and then ultimately after the rapture, the signs and lying wonders that Satan will be able to do being unrestrained. So the world is headed for a deep plunge with respect to what's going to happen according to biblical prophecies. Like you said, it's 1,000% that this is going to happen. And so that's what we're telling people now, and I'm glad you brought up Billy Graham at the beginning of this segment. We're telling people now you need to understand that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and you need to come to him before all these things start to happen, because he's going to come get us and rapture us out of here real soon.
Mm-hmm. Bill, what is Israel's concern, speaking of Israel, about Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
Well, that's a good point, too, because they're watching this very closely. I mentioned earlier there's thousands of Jews there. Some people estimate there could be even a couple hundred thousand. Lower estimates are about 40,000. It's hard to know exactly. But what's happening meanwhile is Russia's battle-testing weapons that can be exported to Syria. And Israel's very concerned about that. They're trying out new ballistic missiles and things like that. Russia also does not approve of Israeli airstrikes in Syria, which have been going on ever since the Syrian revolution. They're trying to stop the flow of weapons from Iran through Syria into Hezbollah's hands. And meanwhile, Hezbollah, to the north of Israel in Lebanon, has about 150,000 missiles pointed at Israel. Some of them are precision-guided. Mm-hmm. Russia has also denied Israel sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which is a strategic place for Israel between Syria and Israel itself. Now, Donald Trump acknowledged the Golan Heights, Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, but Russia is denying that. And also, probably the main thing, the inactions of the Western world and intervening with Ukraine, fighting against Russia, it promotes other nefarious actors like Iran and its proxies to attack Israel. That's, I think, Israel's real concern now is the elephant in the room, and that's Iran. Mm-hmm. And you're starting to see all kinds of other nefarious actors acting up with Syria and Hezbollah, Hamas, but also Saudi Arabia and the UAE, and they're also getting very, very concerned with respect to what's going on with America's inactivity. The West is in action toward what's going on with Ukraine. They're watching this. They're watching the pull out of the careless withdrawal out of Afghanistan. They're watching our inactivity with the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And the whole geopolitical involvement in the Middle East is shifting right now.
Exactly.
Saudi Arabia is talking to China. UAE is talking to Iran. Saudi Arabia is talking to Iran. I mean, you know, these are things that you wouldn't have imagined during Donald Trump's tenure.
I mean, here we were during Donald Trump's. We had four Arab nations ready to come to the peace table with Israel. And, of course, that vapored as soon as Joe Biden was elected president.
Well, you know, in 2020, in August, you had the UAE came on the Abraham Accords. A month later, in September, you had Bahrain. A month later, you had Sudan. And in December 2020, you had Morocco. And Donald Trump had high hopes that more countries would come on board. But now, instead of more countries coming on board, these countries of the Abraham Accord are looking in other directions.
Without a doubt.
Security.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when American leadership is left vacant. And we're not fooling anybody. We're seeing it here domestically, and we're embarrassed by the leadership of America. And meanwhile, our allies that Marco Rubio so brilliantly framed no longer trust us, and our enemies no longer fear us. And that statement is resounding louder as each day continues in this Biden administration right now. So we'll talk more about it with Bill Salas, the prophecy expert, who is here with us on BillMartinezLive.com. We're coming on just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Bill after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home.
for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more and more Americans don't trust mainstream media like they once did, CNN Plus has become CNN Minus. About 350 of the 700 people that worked at CNN Plus will be laid off. As Los Angeles, California officials demand masks remain in place, Philadelphia made its decision to end its mask mandate on Thursday night, just 4 days after starting it back up. Florida's House of Representatives on Thursday approved a state Senate passed measure that would strip Walt Disney Company of its self-governing special district. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968, and that includes the Reedy Creek Improvement District.
NASCAR racing this weekend will be at the very fast track in Talladega, Alabama. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Martinez back with you. Bill Salas continues with us, the best-selling author of the Millennium Prophecies and the New Jerusalem, renowned prophecy expert. You know, Bill, part of the challenge that I've had, and the audience has heard me say this before, in praying for Ukraine and the events that are happening, you know, my first thought as I was praying to God about Ukraine and Russia was that I didn't want to be like Peter. You know, here Peter hears that Jesus has got to go to the cross to fulfill his God-given ordination and sanctification for the salvation of man. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. And so that drew caution, you know, for me immediately in my prayer that I had to pray, you know, God's will be done. His kingdom, his will is being done. And this is what we need to really apprehend here. Is that God's will be done no matter what. And that is the higher calling. Yes, we see people being murdered. We see the human carnage, the disgust of humanity at its lowest levels, just in Russia. Of course, we hear what's going on with the Uyghurs in East Turkestan, communist China. Yeah, I mean, on and on, you know, throughout the world, the inhumane treatment of God's creation. It's just got to be so grievous to God. But again, for just a moment, understand that this isn't happening outside of God's purview, outside of God's will. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, as you said, Bill, he woke up and said, oy vey, what are these knuckleheads up to now, right? Because we're on a divine plan, you know, much more holy and and righteous than what the Blues Brothers were experiencing and talking about in terms of a mission from God. There is a mission from God, and it's up to us to be aligned with it and to be obedient to said mission, right?
Absolutely. God says to Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 9, that I am God, there is no other. I am God, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and things that have not yet come. You know, God is aware of everything that is going to happen on the earth's timeline, even the things yet forthcoming. He was aware Russia would invade Ukraine. There are certain things in the Bible, the prophecies that he feels are most significant and require the most, that he informs us about these prophecies, like Ezekiel 38 and the rebirth of Israel in 1948, etc. But he's not caught off guard by anything. And you have two parallel kingdoms going on in this world. One is the kingdom of God, which is acting as the Holy Spirit indwelling the church. It's living side by side with this evil empire called the secular world that has no knowledge of God. And man's wrath comes out against himself. He's saying Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is not God's wrath. This is man's wrath against man. Now, a time is going to come after the rapture where God will pour out his wrath on man. And there'll be a series of 21 judgments in the book of Revelation, 7 seal judgments, 7 trumpet judgments, followed by 7 bowl judgments. And this world will be destroyed. And through the series of those judgments. And so, you know, God is trying to, we're still on the earth right now, the church age. We still have the ability to come in the age of grace to God through our confession of our faith in Jesus Christ. If we believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead and confess him with our lips, we shall be saved.
Bill, that's the objective. People need to understand that's what's key. That's what this is all about, that we confess Jesus as Lord. It's not about the continuation of America or the presidency of Joe Biden, the eradication of Russia. That's not what this is about. That is, as you said, that is that parallel world that has nothing to do that which is righteous and holy. I mean, it's like the globalist movement. The globalist movement is a one-world government. That's the fake one-world government. And Satan always... he's always trying to steal away, you know, God's glory. And we will eventually have a one world government. The one world government that we all want is the one with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings reigning, right?
Absolutely. And it's an individual situation. God's looking for a personal relationship with his creation. Every one of his individuals. God so loved the world, the whole world, that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, if ever believed in him, not perish, but have everlasting life. Revelation tells us that Jesus stands outside the door knocking, that who would ever open to him in a relationship, he would come in and sup with them and have a relationship with them. So it's an individual thing. It's not about a religion. It's not, you know, it's a personal relationship that you've got with Jesus Christ, that I've got with Jesus Christ, and his believers have with him individually as well.
Yes. Well, again, I appreciate you bringing that out, but, you know, it's key that we appreciate that there is a parallel that's going on. We've got a righteous parallel that God is leading that is consistent with his will and plan for his creation. And then you have Satan coming in, the evil one, manifesting and trying to steal away God's glory. I mean, Satan will have his holy trinity, right, in the end days. This is all part of the Antichrist, the beast. He has his own trinity, which is a fake trinity. It is not the legitimate, because that's what evil does. It precedes the righteous. And that's what we need to be careful in discerning of, because as Jesus warned that, and the Bible warns us, that even God's elect may not be deceived, right?
Right, and especially when those things happen that you're talking about, when Satan is no longer restrained to promote, reveal the Antichrist, his seed, they call it his seed in Genesis 3, and this Antichrist will have a false prophet alongside, it'll be the unholy trinity. It'll be counterfeit. Counterfeit God would be Satan. Counterfeit Messiah would be the Antichrist. Counterfeit Holy Spirit would be the false prophet, so to speak. They're coming, and when they come, they're going to control the whole world. And they're going to be deceiving people, and they're going to be forcing themselves upon people. So the supernatural deception is going to convince, could even deceive the elected. That's a warning there. It's going to be so powerful that the world's going to go, yeah, we love these guys. You know, we love this Antichrist. We're going to follow this guy, and he's going to force them. They won't be able to buy or sell unless they take his mark upon their right hand or upon their forehead. Matter of fact, there's already they're already doing implants in America where you can buy now with a chip inside of your hand. It's just coming out with recent headlines.
They've got that installed where companies can go and operate their fax machines or their copiers and that they do it with a biometric device installed in their hands. I mean, so the technology is already there. And of course, we see the other conditioning that's been taking place as a result of COVID. You know, thought in a million years, how would a free nation surrender its liberties, its God-given liberties, and allow itself to be locked down for its economy to be ravaged? And you see what Joe Biden is doing in the name of green energy, choking down our economy, our oil resources, allowing gas to increase per dollar amounts, and it's just unbelievable what's going on. But it's all preconditioning, isn't it, Bill? I mean, it tells us we're not that far away in the actuation of what the Bible says could be coming.
All right, and so the one of the deep signs of the end times that tells us how far down the timeline we are at the end of the timeline. First super sign was the rebirth of the nation of Israel in 1948. But now everybody's saying the super signs are that all the end time signs are converging. So I just talked about the microchip thing. That's, Revelation 13 talks about no one will buy or sell unless they have this mark upon their right hand or upon their forehead, which identifies them in relationship with the Antichrist. You can't even get that mark unless you agree to worship him and follow him. But here's Money Matters came out with an article just recently in April 18th. New microchip implant lets you pay with a swipe of your hand, and it goes on to say, this is, the future is here. Those tired of taking out their wallet or phone to pay for the things could skip this step entirely with this implantable chip. So it's already in motion.
Right. Exactly. And we've been seeing this technology evolve, and here we are conditioned. And as I said, even businesses are being forced to comport to these governmental powers. If not, they don't have access to money. Their banks are being told, for example, in the oil industry, not to do anything with organizations that are promoting the development of fossil fuels, right?
Absolutely. And speaking of money, we need to talk about the shift from Saudi Arabia from the petrodollar.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, we'll do that. We'll do that in the next segment, and that'll be our final segment with Bill Salas. Stay with us just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, Bill Salas, I can't imagine a better way to conclude this final segment than with Danny Gokey's song that we just haven't seen it, Not to Lose Hope, because God is the source of our hope. He's the only one that we can trust. And our hope and prayer for this hour is that, you know, those of you who have been wondering, you know, what is going on with Ukraine and Russia, the manifestations of evil in this world right now, what is happening with America? You know, are these the last of the last days? And if so, how should we be prepared? And as Bill Salas has said earlier, the number one step you can do is be right with God. You know, as God told Cain in that incredible statement that echoes through the millennia, that if you do right, will it not go well for you? And this is what God is calling us to do that which is right. And it's right not by human standard. It's right by God's standard, that which is righteous and holy, that reflects a holy and righteous God who also has to judge evil. And judgment is coming soon and very soon, because we know by experience, Bill Salas, right now, that what we are experiencing here in America and around the world is unsustainable. This cannot continue at this pace and at this trajectory. You know, lest, as the Bible says, that all of God's creation would be destroyed, right?
Absolutely. And the world is going to, there's going to be a one world order. This is also biblical prophecy. So we see this move toward globalism, the ruse of climate change and this sort of thing, global warming. We see that we have a socialist administration leading in that direction. You know, so, I mean, to me, this is just another sign of the end times that we're moving in the direction of this one world order. The point is, with Bible prophecies, they're not given to us by God to scare us, but to equip us for the days in which we live, to authenticate his sovereignty. And like in the case of Noah, who heard there'd be a flood, or Joseph, who heard there'd be 7 years of famine, they moved ahead in advance of that information, and it saved lives. It saved the posterity of their family.
Exactly.
It also can save souls, as it did in my case, while attending a Bible study taught by Chuck Missler on the book of Revelation. And you and I are, I was the late Chuck Missler, he was a great prophecy teacher. know the Lord through Bible prophecy. So, you know, this information is given to us because, from a loving God who wants us to know what's coming because he cares for us, not to impress us, but to inform us, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the world economy and what's going on. This is really key right now. These are the things of this world that are so temporal that ultimately we will realize matters so little. But it's going to be a bit of a challenge because we've been conditioned, Bill Salas, to count on the American dollar, to account on the, really, you know, as the Bible would make reference of, to count the, and to hold to high import those things that really are Babylonian, right?
Right. Well, the U.S. dollar has been the money standard for so long, and within that, the petrodollar aspect of it, when gold was, the standard of gold was, it was going away, the America wisely got involved with the petrodollar. So in other words, you buy OPEC oil through the American, the U.S. dollar. But now Saudi Arabia, who's a key OPEC player, is trying to ditch the dollar. This is very serious. They're in active talks with China directly, trying to consider the yen now as the petro-yen versus the petrodollar. Now, this is going to be terrible for the U.S. dollar if this comes to fruition. And Saudi Arabia in itself is turning away from the Biden administration. As a headline just came out on April 20th from Business Insider, Mohammed bin Salman, one of the head guys at Saudi Arabia, the prince, threatened to move Saudi Arabia closer to Russia and China to punish Biden for ostracizing him. And what he's talking about there is that since coming to power, Biden has been distancing himself from the kingdom. This is inside of this article. Mm-hmm. He's criticized Saudi Arabia for human rights abuses, the war they're leading in Yemen against the Houthis.
And of course, the killing of the journalist as well.
That's right. And they sanctioned dozens of Saudis who believed to be playing a key role in the Khashoggi murder. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, the tables are turning. The global, the geopolitical events are shaping a whole different world right now.
Bill, we got about 6 minutes left here, and I want to talk about the JCPOA talks, Iran's nuclear program, and, you know, as you and I have discussed before, Israel's, Israel's reaction to Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Right. Well, Israel's watching Ukraine closely, but they're really watching Iran much, much closer, and they're watching these Vienna talks. They've gone for 8 rounds now. They started in early 2021. They're stalled. They're really not going anywhere. Iran is not interested in rolling back its advances in its nuclear program. So let's just do a real quick little look back here. In 2018, Donald Trump stepped away from the JCPOA. He withdrew America out of it. And since that time, Iran has, in 2020, Iran enriched uranium 10 times its limit to 2.5 tons on the JCPOA. It began in 2021, enriching uranium to 20%. It was only supposed to be capped off around 3.5%. It rolled out in January of 2021, 1,000 additional advanced centrifuges. But in November of 2021, Iran boasted that it could stockpile 60% enriched uranium, Bill. So the point is, Israel is very concerned because when you get to 60% uranium, which they're boasting they are already able to do, it's a stone's throw to get to 90% and a nuclear weapon. Meanwhile, Iran has got ballistic missiles that can get to Israel in 8 minutes. And they're prepared to, and they want to wipe Israel off the map. I mean, they've made it real clear that Israel is a cancerous tumor, according to their Ayatollah Khomeini. Mm-hmm. So Israel is watching this very closely, and they've said, Naftali Bennett, the Prime Minister of Israel, said, we will not be bound by whatever the JCPOA outcome is. But what's going on, basically, is that Iran just wants to have their sanctions removed and continue to have, not roll back all these advances they've made. And this is a no-win situation for Israel.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that's so confusing about this is going back to the Obama administration, the reason that it entered into the JCPOA talks to begin with and negotiate the deal with Iran was, Obama told us, so that Iran would never have a nuclear weapon, which everything said that they would have a nuclear weapon. And Joe Biden continues to echo that same lie.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense back in 2012, I believe it was saying at that time he thought Israel would attack Iran because their nuclear program was so advancing so much at that time. Matter of fact, just in August of 2014, almost a year before the JCPOA was implemented in July of 2015, John Kerry, who was leading diplomatic relationships on that JCPOA, he said Iran is at a two-month nuclear weapon breakout. So in other words, back in 2014, there was concerns Iran was just 2 months away from having a nuclear weapon. So, right. You know, we're in 2022 now, and Iran is putting uranium enriching up to 60%. So they've fast-forwarded to a point where they're going to be a nuclear power if they're not already one.
Well, that's my next question, is how reliable are these numbers that we're talking about? I mean, the difference between 60 and 90, I mean, they could be doing something, because it's like, it's not like they're allowing, you know, the international community to come in and inspect, right?
No, since the withdrawal from Donald Trump in 2018, they've not had those kind of inspections on a regular basis, and they're hiding things. And
those inspections were a bunch of, you know, that was a bunch of bunk anyway, because they were hiding stuff. They were playing, hide the pee, inspectors were coming in. So they weren't really genuine anyway. So we're fooling ourselves into thinking that we were getting any kind of credible information, you know, from Iran regarding their nuclear development.
Absolutely. And basically, I think what we're looking at here is probably another Bible prophecy in the making, which is a prophecy dealing with Iran. It looks like to be a nuclear prophecy. I personally think someone's about to attack Israel. I mean, Iran might be Israel. They're prepared to. Could be in a prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 49 dealing with ancient Elam, which is the west coast of Iran by the Persian Gulf. It talks about a prophecy where Iran gets attacked, and it appears to be a nuclear disaster that comes out of it. They've got nuclear power plants over there, the Bashar nuclear reactor right there.
Right.
It's the closest place for Iran to attack Israel with their ballistic missiles. They've got underground silos, portable missile launchers already stationed there. So I've got a book on this called The Nuclear Showdown in Iran, Revealing the Ancient Prophecy of Elam. We don't have time to talk about this prophecy very much, but I think we're going to see an invasion, an attack, probably led by Israel. I think it'll fulfill a prophecy in Jeremiah 49 of Iran. And Iran is going to come back at Israel with a proxy war, because you've got Hezbollah as the proxy of Iran with 150,000 missiles. You've got Syria with chemical weapons. They used chemical weapons over 300 times in the revolution, the Syrian revolution. You've got Hamas, is always itchy to, you know, lob missiles into Israel. You've got the Houthis now down below in Yemen saying they get precision-guided missiles from Iran. They could actually hit Tel Aviv. You know, we're looking at a Middle East that's going to explode, in my estimation, in the very near future. And I believe this all happens before Ezekiel 38, which we talked about at the beginning of the show.
This is all a powder keg, isn't it, Bill? I mean, just waiting for, you know, something to set it off. And again, we're reminded that God is in control. This is not by any surprise. So it's up to us to align ourselves with God's will to be done, right? I mean, this is the bottom line of all this, and the benefit of prophecy, as you said. God is telling us in advance what's going to happen so that we can, be assured that we're on the winning team here, so to speak.
These are the days when you need to have your Bible open on your left hand and your newspaper or your news source on your right hand. And you need to see, marry up the things that are going on with what God said would happen, because they're all stage setting right now, Bill.
Bill, 10 seconds. How can people be in touch?
They can visit me at my website, prophecydepot.com. That's prophecydepot, like homedepot.com. I've got products there. I've got lots of articles and TV shows on that website. So
exactly.
Come visit me there.
Thank you, Bill Salas.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year.
I'm here.
Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has...